Okay, here we are with Samira McMalva. She's the director of Two-Legged Horse. She's presented it in San Sebastian. Samira, welcome to Eugenia. How do you do?
Thank you very much. I'm fine. I'm here ready to answer your question.
Have you seen the reaction of the people of your film? What do you know? What is the feeling that you have that the people have had of Two-Legged Horse?
Nothing here about the public, but about I can say about press.
Yeah.
Yes, it has been different. Some people like it and they could watch it. Some people who I can say didn't like, or they say I can say they are afraid of watching it. And when they are afraid, I'm afraid of them, because I think they want to close their eyes to the violence which exists in human soul, which is true, and they want to say no, it doesn't exist, and it caused the violence to exist more. Since we don't see what exists, since we don't see ourselves, how can we change ourselves? So it has been different, or better than what I thought, because it's a movie about the violence which exists in the soul of human beings, and the feeling coming out of that is a kind of pressure. Mm-hmm. Pressure somehow can compel you into a box, but it's not the kind of showing of the violence which exists in Hollywoodian cinema, the kind that which you are, you know, it's for enjoying, you are enjoying that, and it is for the raise of box of the sales. It's the kind of show and criticism of the violence which is so pure, with the hope that it may change. If they see, if they have this kind of violence, they relinquish it. So
one of the most shocking things of the film for me is the sensation of reality it has. And at the beginning, there's moments in which the boys are going out of tubes. It's the first scene is boys living in very small places. That is for real, or is something you have invented?
It's not exactly that, but haven't you seen some poor people living in, not exactly in that situation, but in such a situation? Poor people, yes, exist this kind of thing that people live in, go and sleep in some very narrow places. It is inspired from reality, but at the same time, it is in the way of symbolic, which is symbolic of man-to-man relationship in other kind, or man's relationship with power, or a man living in one-dimensional situation becoming metamorphosed from himself. So it's inspired by reality, and it is made with real people, and while looking for these actors, I was looking for someone that his real soul is like and similar to the soul of the actor. So if it is something of my imagination, it's something of the reality also which is coming into that.
Okay, that was what I was going to ask you. It was about the actors, because they look like real people, sadly. How did you find them? What made them you do them? Because everything looks so real.
You mean that there must be violence while doing that?
Yes.
I have say, it is touching, it is criticizing the violence, so it is not doing the violence. And I can say, if people would see, if I was a European director, or maybe if they were real actor, you would think that I would be that much civilized, talking about violence, but not doing violence. But we can, but when you see me coming from third war, and these actors are so poor and all, you think maybe I'm not that much civilized. specialized for that. But I can say it's cinema, and it has its technique, and I know the technique. I know which form, which color, which this what form, which view, which what kind of dialogue I would show that will cause this feeling. It doesn't mean that while we were creating some moments which is painful, we were happy. Of course we were feeling the same, but it is not exactly that thing. For example, I know that if a person ran exactly before the shooting the film, he's tired and exhausted. If he bend, he is red, it goes red, and if some water in, he's like, he has some sweat. So, but at the same time, you see his feelings that I tried, you know, these moments exist in their real life. I try to remind it for them. Mm-hmm. So it is exact. Also somehow the moments of their feelings exist in the film. And I don't feel bad for these feelings because I think this is not my painful cry and it is not my scream. I try to call these people to come out of their mouth. It is what exists in their real life. Let's say, what is the real cruelty? Is it these minds which are made with kind of people and these bones legless and every day living this life, and this bone is become the other boy, like become and having some deformity in his mind and in his body because of some explosion or this poverty? What is the real cruelty? So I think I could give them a kind of show in my cinema to bring their reality or their real scream of painful cry. So that is somehow challenging.
Yeah, sure. Did you make something like a special casting process to take the actors, because for instance in the fight the secondary actors, they look very violent, for instance they are very and they don't have a line for instance, and the main characters are very well suited, I think. What was the process of casting?
The process of casting, I searched a lot for them. I searched 10 cities of Afghanistan and I was looking for someone that his, let's say his soul is very much similar to the soul of the character of the street. And it's the most important part I've done. For the legless boy, I was looking for the person that is weak to the extent that he can't move with the help of the other, and from the other hand, he when he finds a situation and he's in power, he's very much powerful, and he can even go up a tree without the help of someone. And finding these customers a bit hard because these two characters at the same time as this is someone is hard. And finding a person having no legs in that age was hard because those children in that age going on mine because of losing a lot of blood had died. And he was a beggar, and I know by experience that beggars are good actors because they can very sympathy of the back. And it was the second boy, I was looking for someone that his behavior would convince me, that his behavior would convince me that he could become a horse. That I found him in Kabul, he was rushing hard, and he had to carry 25 kilograms ball, and he told that and he had to run like a horse, but he couldn't do any of those things because he stopped the deformity caused by an explosion. So I had to practice with him. So after 2 weeks of practice, he could manage to run 2 kilometers, and after the first day I gave 1 kilogram, a bag with 1 kilogram salt every day, and added one more. So after 14 days, he could carry 25 kilogram ball, and he sold that around 2 kilometers. Then these two boys, 1 month, they had a relationship on the location of filmmaking. Then I went with these boys, and I spent a lot of time with the horses, and I let him to look at their behavior, and I told him, imagine if you were born a horse, how would you feel? But it had to be like a game for him, to be enjoyable, to internalize it.
The name Akmalas for the people who love cinema means a lot, that your father founded Akmalas Film House because I have read, correct me if I'm wrong, he had to sell the house to keep on filming. What has meant to you and all your family the way your father filmed, the way he produces, he has taught you cinema?
Yes, it's right. There was one day for the movie The Moment of Innocence. I was sleeping, and we had remade with all the things that we had remade one house for all stuff. And he came to me very early in the morning. He told me, do you want to have this house? Or do you want to have your... to let our idea to be seen. I said, of course, our idea. He said, so if you want this movie not to be social, you have to sell this house that we have. It was the only thing we had. So we sold it, we had the movie, and it wasn't social. So it was for Makhmalbov, film house. And what I said, I think in the world that is becoming very much individual, and it's becoming this family, it's becoming destroyed the family. It is good that have a family all together and working together, and being in cinema is something unique, and I don't know whether it is the love of cinema caused us to live together, or is it the love of the family caused us to live in cinema. So I can say I have different relationships with my father. I have 4 relationships with him, and it's challenging and lovely somehow, because he's my teacher and he's a student. He's my father and his daughter. We are colleagues and at the same time friends, so we have to shift to different relationships, which is good. I like it.
He has also written the script of this film, isn't it?
Yes.
And how did you get him out of the film? He presented you the script. He had the idea because he has seen something. How was the process of writing the script?
He just one day gave it to me in the morning, and he told me I wrote it online. You really need to like it and make it. I read it and I watched it. And I asked him, why is it so tough and bitter and desperate? And he told her, what does he expect me to write living in the hard, nowadays, hard situation, social, political situation of Iran? How is I could express people's hidden relationship in a seemingly modern, but in this primitive culture? How is I could express that a relationship of a society with a totalitarian authority? So I told myself, when I read it, I told myself, no, it is not the story I wanted to make, it was not the film I wanted to make. And I just, like, I was screaming in the house, and he came to me, and he took this and said, okay, forget it and calm down. But I couldn't forget it, because like, well, he don't leave me alone. It was somehow a nightmare, but it was the kind of a nightmare which the tragedy, when you open up your eyes, you see the tragedy happens at the same time. It's a nightmare. And I could tell myself, it is the sense of the thing I can say about the time I'm living in. And I told myself, can you open your eyes and see around you? Don't you see all these horses and horseback riders around you?
Sure. So now for the end, do you have any other projects in your mind, or what is the perspective for the future?
Yeah, I have it in my mind. It's different and not yet coming to a conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
And not going to talk about that because it's also going to change.
Okay.
And yeah, that's it.
Okay, sure. So we hope to see it soon, and congratulations for your film.
Thanks a lot.